This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Strong talk, Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 27th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Mari. How are you doing, Mari?
Hi, Taryn. How are you? I'm doing great. Here on a lovely Tuesday. So I thought there'd be a little less speculation, but no, way more speculation.
Plenty of speculation, yeah. Plenty of game talk. It never ends in the Big Brother 23 house as people are constantly talking over options and different paths and where to go and changing plans. And in the meantime, there's one player who thinks that he's masterminding his own salvation.
Oh my gosh. He thinks he's orchestrated a blindside within a blindside, a very Inception style. Very interesting. I came this close to feeling bad for him, and then I reeled it back in.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are here to talk to you about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. It was day 20 in the house. And again, it was an interesting day for sure. We had the veto ceremony, which of course, it was a veto ceremony. We had, of course, Xavier, still the HOH. Brent and Brittany on the block. Brent had last night, the previous night, come up with a master plan to have Kylan get the royal flush together, which he didn't know was the royal flush, but Kylan to get the queens and the kings together, plus Derek X, and have them pitch that the veto should not be used so that they could vote out Brent, but in reality, it would be a fake plan that Kylan would secretly still be voting to keep Brent, as would the rest of the queens and Derek X. And then Brent was going to see if Alyssa told him about this plan the following morning to see if, is Alyssa going to be loyal to me? Is she going to tell me that Kylan came up there saying that the veto shouldn't be used and that they should vote out Brent? Or is she going to hide it from me? And that means that she's not with me. Of course, we start the day here with Brent and Alyssa. Brent going up to Alyssa and saying, anything new? Anything you want to tell me? Which, of course, tips Alyssa off that this is the time to tell him because Kylan, of course, let her know the night before that Brent would be looking for this information from her. And she then goes on to tell him about the meeting the night before.
Yes, I loved your analogy when we were on together on Sunday about Brent in the box and keeping him in the box. And just the way that he really thinks that he is orchestrating a blindside, but he's actually keeping everything cool for his blindside, is just, it is just the icing on the cake. And Alyssa here doing great work. I mean, kudos to her for lying as convincingly as she does. So convincingly that Brent decides to follow her around for most of the day until she is just running from him. And then I guess he gives up on her and starts following around Hannah and DX, but I guess we'll get there. But this was funny. Alyssa was like, yeah, I mean, she told him everything. And she's like, you know, Xavier thinks he has us, but screw him. He can't play in HOH next week. So who cares? And Brent was like, oh, that's savage. That's savage. Thank you, Alyssa. And it's just like,
yeah, and she also she has like, oh yeah, and Derek X was there, and she's clearly like, oh crap, what am I supposed to say about what Derek X was doing? And he was like, what did he do? She's like, I you know, I don't remember. I think he was like quiet. I don't know. I felt like, I don't know. He was probably just nodding. I haven't talked to him. And so he's like, okay, don't worry about it. Poor Derek X is going to talk to Alyssa and Christian, just be like, I just have no patience for Brent right now. I just, I don't have the energy to be fake with him. I honestly, I just can't.
Yeah. And this is, and again, that's the funny part of the day, because at first I was like, do I need to really listen to any of these Brent conversations? Cause it's just people really lying to his face. But with him being so cocky and thinking he has it sewed up, I had to listen to these conversations, and there's no way that they don't include them in the episode. Like, they are going to, if they buried him on Sunday, they are going to just, I guess, like, cement him these next few days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Brittany's going to talk to Azza and Big D about her pitch to Xavier the night before and how he told her to put him up next week. And they agree, all three of them, that, you know what, whether or not we put Xavier on the block, we do want to put some kings up on the block, two of his teammates at the very least, or Whitney.
Yeah, yeah. And this, at first, this conversation, I didn't like how Azza was like, oh, Britt, do whatever you want. You do whatever you want. I'm like, girl, no, steer her away from Xavier. Like, at least Big D was there to kind of steer her away from Xavier. And it was kind of funny because Xavier telling her don't go after my team, go after me, kind of reverse psychology Brittany, because Brittany was like, well, I don't have to listen to him. I can go over after whoever I want to. So I was like, okay, girl, all right. This is so weird, this house.
Mm-hmm. So the veto ceremony happens. Christian does not use the veto. Mm-hmm. And Brent is like, boom, it worked. He goes to Derek and Kylan and he's like, it worked, guys. The veto wasn't used. And guess what? Alyssa, like, first thing in the morning comes right to, her hair is still a mess. She's still got like sleepy eyes, and she's immediately telling me that, about the meeting the night before. So like, I've got her. Like, she is mine. Like, she's going to betray her team for me. And she has Christian too. So we've got this. We're controlling the whole house. The mafia is so under the radar right now. Kylan and Derek look about how Mari looks right now.
Yes.
And after Brent leaves, they're like, oh my God. Yeah. Mafia is under the radar because it's not real, bro.
I literally had a tweet out last night. I said, who's in the mafia? Can people help me? Because I have never heard this beforehand. But apparently it's the aces and the queens or something like that. The mafia. Yes. Yeah. And that was my whole face watching this whole exchange. I was like, oh, because not. Then he even said, oh, I don't even think she peed before she told me. I'm like, sir, you came up to her.
Yes.
He's just so excited. He's so excited to tell anybody who will listen, Alyssa, she's mine. I have her. She has Christian. So then I got her. Like, I really think he sees this as like a win over Christian, you know, as Alyssa is coming to him, giving him all the information. And then the way Alyssa was like, oh, Christian will do whatever I say. I was like, Brent's mind is a place, guys. It is a place.
The reality of the situation was, even from, like, even if you assume that, like, you know, oh, like she was telling him information, which she was told that she needed to do this. But like the reality was that Brent approached her while she was making breakfast for everyone and was like, so is there anything you got to tell me? And she was like, I mean, not right now, though. Can we just wait for a second? And he was like, okay. She's like, all right, fine, I'll tell you. But the way he tells it, she's like, she came right up to me. She hadn't even gone to the bathroom. Her hair was still a mess. She had to be the first thing she told me. Mm-hmm. She told anyone, did anything in the morning. So that's going on. Derek and Kylan, though, are going to continue to talk after Brent leaves. They had been talking prior to Brent showing up as well. Derek is talking about, and there's something that Derek is doing over the course of the day that I really appreciate from Derek. It's something that Claire is doing. You know, Kylan and Tiffany are kind of like the power players in the house, or at least two of the bigger power players in the house right now. And yet even the people closest to them, are not just lying down and letting them sort of run the show, in the same way. So like what Derek X is going to do here, in his conversation with Kylan and then later in his conversation with Tiffany is essentially kind of play them off of each other, and get them to not, at least I think this is what he's doing, get them to not trust each other as much. It's certainly what Claire is going to be doing later in the day. She doesn't have the relationship with Kylan to do the same against Tiffany, but Derek X is going to be, whether intentional or not, planting seeds both with Kylan and with Tiffany against the other one. And so he starts here with Kylan, talking about Tiffany. He is saying like, hey, you know, I was trying to test people earlier. When he had the camera, he was like, asking people like, oh, who do you think is America's favorite? And he was like, trying to get them to answer right away, like get their raw thoughts. And he says over 50% of them said Tiffany. She's got an amazing social game. She makes people feel good. She makes people feel like they can trust her. And you know, not saying anything bad about Tiffany, just something to think about. Kylan really takes this bait with Derek X. He's like, okay, well, you know, we just made the detectives last night. The detectives are Kylan, Derek X, Tiffany, and Claire. Maybe we don't want to go. Maybe we don't want to, you know, fully invest in that alliance. Maybe we should think about taking a third or somebody else to take a sort of leverage against Claire and Tiffany, just in case. And Derek X is like, perfect. This is exactly what I've been angling for. What about Hannah? And Kylan is like, I see Hannah. But I was thinking maybe Xavier. And Derek is like, Xavier, I can see. Okay. He's clearly not really into Xavier.
Yeah.
Kylan goes, okay, what about, I'm really good with Sarah Beth. We could talk about Sarah Beth. And Derek's like, yeah, Sarah, I like Sarah Beth a lot too, but, man, you know, Hannah's just the perfect person to bring, I think, because she's in tight with,
yeah. And this is, so the funny thing is Hannah, we still, as far as we know, Hannah is still loyal number one to the cookout. So, I mean, her and DX are a close pair, but Hannah being slotted in here, does that really give them the leverage versus Tiffany and Claire? Or, you know, X2, like, I think that would give Tiff, Kylan, and X the leverage. And then Sarah Beth, I think, is the least for Derek X. So I think he does realize that Sarah Beth would not be the one here. But, I mean, no matter what, all of those options are good for Kylan, not as good for Derek X. Hannah would be the most good for him, but still, you know, she's still a little bit tighter with Tiffany and with Kylan. So I love this. I love all this maneuvering and then the different people trying to position themselves and everybody thinking that they might have this person, but how close do you have that person?
Yeah, I mean, I think it comes down to whether or not, like, I think what it comes down to for the Derek X's and the Claire's, mm-hmm. and even the Sarah Beth's, and the Hannah's, all of them, what it comes down to is, can they separate Kyland and Tiffany? Because if they can create a Kyland-Tiffany war, that's when they can swoop in and find success. And that's what mm-hmm. I like about what both Claire and Derek X are doing, because even just the idea of, hey, Kyland, who should we bring in to, you know, give us some backup, some leverage against, Tiffany and Claire, is giving both Derek X ammunition that he can use against Kyland later if he so chooses. And also, again, sort of like trying to potentially help split this, even just bringing Hannah in, you know, I think that I don't know if Kyland recognizes this, but Hannah might not be like the best number for Derek X because she may be more loyal to Tiffany than him. But it would add to Tiffany's numbers, which would help compete with Kyland's numbers, and would help, you know, sort of add towards some kind of war here. So,
yeah. And that was what I was, you know, you've been talking about it for a long time. A lot of people are already thinking Kyland and Tiffany might be the Steve and Vanessa of the season. And, you know, for a minute there, I was like, I was thinking it too. And then they had a conversation later on in the day. And I was like, man, I think I know you cannot call a Steve and Vanessa week three. You know what I'm saying? Especially with two people who are very close and as close as Kyland and Tiffany are. So I think this is just one of those things. It's really just going to depend on how the game layout shakes out throughout these coming weeks, because if any one of them take a major hit to their singular numbers, then Tiffany and Kyland, I'm talking about here, will have to get even closer, I think. So it's just all set up for the game that's going to be played later down the road.
So Derek does say, like, look, the only people I really trust in this game are you and Tiffany. They also talk about Azza, that Kyland says Tiffany has told him that Azza would never vote for her in the end. And Derek's like, great, let's keep Azza then. Which I thought was a little bit of a giveaway that, like, oh, so, you know, you are thinking about if Tiffany was in the end with you. But Derek says, that's great. They should keep Azza around. Kyland still thinks that Brittany should be targeted, that she has a reason to put him up. And in particular, he thinks she's playing a certain kind of game. He thinks she's playing the Dan Gheesling game.
Wait, hold up. Brittany? I must have missed that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he just had the loyalty game, not the Dan Gheesling game.
Yeah. Like acting all wholesome and trying to play like Dan Gheesling. Derek, for what it's worth, the non super fan, was like, I don't really see that, actually.
Oh my gosh. We're saying the closest thing we're saying season 10 Dan, like the lay low, and something that didn't make sense.
You know, he was talking about how he used his wholesome image in season 14 to then like backstab people, and he thinks that I guess Brittany's gonna do the same. I get that Kyland wants to target Brittany. He should target Brittany.
Yes.
But
this isn't the justification.
Yeah, I don't think this is the path.
But yeah, can you imagine him running around? She's Dan Gheesling, guys. She's Dan Gheesling. We have to get her out of here. Everybody would be like,
exactly. And I think KD in the chat here is correct. Like, yes, he is trying to put a bigger target in his back, but I also do agree. I think he does believe it a little. Like, I think that he is genuinely very worried about Brittany.
As he should be. Yeah.
And like, he should be, in the sense that she is one of the bigger threats to his game, but I think that he genuinely does overestimate her. You know, we'll see.
Yeah. Gheesling. Jeez Louise. Must have been on the other camera for that.
I know. I missed it initially too. I was streaming and somebody was like, yeah, he just called her Dan Gheesling. I was like, excuse me?
not on your... Okay, well, let's keep it moving.
Well,
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
In the meantime, Brent Giesling is going to talk to the cameras about how Alyssa's allegiance is with me. So right now, I'm looking squeaky clean and safe. It effing worked. It's going to be a blindside. Let's go. This is going to happen. I can't help. But feel pity.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Just so, a little bit of pity.
A tad bit. And then Hannah's words ruminate with me.
Yes.
I don't feel bad because he's a horrible person. And,
yeah.
And she would know better than me. So I go with what Hannah says. Then we get a camera break later on about him talking about how uncomfortable him making the women uncomfortable again. So reminding us why this is one of the reasons he's going home. So I think I'm enjoying it just more because he thinks he's blindsiding other people and he's relishing in the attempted blindside of other people. So since you're relishing in the attempted blindside of other people, then I'm going to relish in your blindside. I feel like this gives me a pass.
Well, it's so for me, it's a little bit like, speaking of Dan Giesling, like one of the reasons why the Shane blindside is so, so good for me is that I feel like it is so deserved. And yet I can't help but be like, oh man.
Yes.
I feel like that's what makes it good. You have to be able to feel all of it.
Yes. I was just about to ask, I saw it in the chat. Is this better than the Austin blindside? Will this be better than the Austin blindside?
Well, that may depend because I'm feeling a little bit prophetic this season, given some of the calls I've been making. But Brent actually apparently did say to Hannah, and because I talked about this, I talked about Pauly. I've been comparing Brent to Pauly, and that Pauly in the first vote against Jose gave Jose a look like, yeah, you're about to get blindsided right before the votes were read. And apparently Brent did say to Hannah that that he intends to give Xavier a look and be like, checkmate. Right as the votes are about to be read. And I was like, unbelievable that I said that and he might actually do it. And if he does, that may be one of the better blindsides in quite a while. So
if we get that, if the cameras can perfectly get that, I think I will leave my body. Like, this will be one of the greatest blindsides ever on a man who says that he loves blindsides, who is also trying to execute a blindside. So we need it. And I love that Hannah is like, Hannah are the fans. She said the fans want to see the blindside. She's trying to preserve the blindside. So I don't think we'll get any James Hewlings up in there spoiling our blindside. I'm hoping everybody can just keep their mouth shut. We will get this amazing blindside and this will be one for the ages.
There has been talk of potentially telling him right before. I really hope it doesn't happen. Tiffany has said, like, he'd better not get any pity votes. I want him to know
unanimous.
That nobody voted for him.
Yes. And I just want to mention, because that was when Tiffany, this was just such a, I wanted like a picture of this scene, but it was like Tiffany in her glasses, like really laid back, all the women around her. She's like stroking people's hairs and stuff, just looking oh so Godfather like. I loved every second of it. The women plotting Brent's demise. I was so here for this. I need this, like replay this on my BB grave. Well, I don't even know what that means, but I just want to see the women just conspiring against Brent and saying how much they want to see him suffer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, anything in our power to prevent somebody from giving him the heads up, because man, the TV moment of Julie Chen.
Yes.
About to read the votes and Brent looking at Xavier and saying, checkmate.
So
by a vote of checkmate, 11-0. Brent, you have been evicted.
Yes. And at this point, people are counting on Julie's fake out. They are like counting on Julie's fake out. Yeah, so I'm
Brittany.
Like,
you are safe, Brent.
Yeah. So somebody, production, please tell Julie we need the fake out. Like, we need it. So, oh, this is going to be so bad. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. If this happens, this will go up there with the puzzle. I'm sorry. It will go up there with the puzzle.
The puzzle. I mean, honestly, even like Swaggy was blindsided in the veto ceremony.
Veto ceremony.
Yeah, that was a great moment too. Mm-hmm. All right, so Brittany's gonna have a long talk with Claire and Tiffany. She is gonna try and convince them to target Whitney. She talks a lot about Whitney at least. Yeah. Hey, you should target them. Blah blah blah. That's honestly the most of that conversation.
Yeah, and I was because, but I guess Brittany doesn't care. Like, Whitney was like one of the closest people Brittany was. So when Tiff initially started down this Whitney road with Brittany, I was like, oh, I don't know if this is the right play for this, but Brittany was really feeding it. And then Tiffany, I love how Tiffany was talking to Brittany and she was like, well, who do you think I should target? If I win HOH, who do you think I should target? And Brittany went into this where she kind of thought she was giving Tiffany advice. And all of the advice was on not good information. So, but Brittany, I liked how Tiffany made Brittany feel in this moment. I think
Brittany genuinely wants to target. Like, Brittany is so malleable in the game that, like, she had a good bond with Whitney before, and Whitney still feels good with Brittany. Has no intention of targeting Brittany, but Brittany really wants to go after Whitney because I guess Big D is the one that mostly got in her ear about that one. Cause Big D has wanted to go after Whitney since like week one. But that's going on. Tiffany and Kylan are going to talk about how they both really like Derek. And she actually mentions that like she sees Derek X, he's a person of color too. She doesn't see him any differently from like members of the cookout. Kylan agrees, but he does say that, you know, there is a slight difference in that, a black person has never won Big Brother, whereas, an Asian person has. So he does see that side of it, but he does agree in general that he likes Derek X a lot and wants to bring him far as well.
Yeah, exactly. And I like how they both say that they want Derek X to be with him. They both value him as an ally, but the mission stays the same. And I really like, this is the conversation that I was referencing. This was Tiffany and Kylan getting on the same page, getting the connect together. Also, I would just like to point out the connect comes from it's like kind of like slang for the power. It's the power structure. It also comes from like the plug. Like, you are the source of the power. Mm-hmm. And if you're the connect, you have a power structure. You have people who are aligned under you. If you watch famous TV shows like The Wire or Power, you will understand the reference. So that is the reference to the connect. I love that name for them. And I love this moment because Kylan was like, okay, I need you to he was basically like, Tiffany, it's us. I need you to break it down to us. And she's like, okay, well, give me a second. I was kind of, Derek X is just here. I'm trying to
Yeah. Okay. Can I just say, because this was a weird thing that Kylan did where mm-hmm. they were talking and then Kylan was just like, can you please just like stop not, you know, just stop not yeah. playing up how smart you are. Like, she's like, excuse me, what? He's like, I just right. like, it's just us here. You know, for the sake of, you know, trust between us, I would like for you to, you know, stop playing down how smart you are. He's like, how am I doing that right now? What yeah. exactly do you want from me? Like, I feel like this is a bit of a risky play here for Kylan, because what he's essentially mm-hmm. doing is saying, you sound dumb right now. Can you please be smart again?
And yes.
I don't think Tiffany was intentionally playing dumb. I think she's like, are you calling me dumb right now? Like, what do you want from me?
Yes, it was very touch and go there. It was very touch and go. But I was like, okay, he's getting to it. I think he's getting to it. And then I think Tiffany realized it, took it as like, oh, okay, so you want me to take my code switching off, in a sense, like you want me to break down to our truth level, like just being open and honest. But I think Tiffany was really asking a question, because before they got into this, it was the whole, what do we do if I win HOH, should I go after the Kings? Mm-hmm. You know, because a lot of people in the house are saying they want to go after the Kings. And Derek X was in this conversation. Once Derek X walked away, that's when Kylan was like, it was funny. I think this is something you can only do with somebody who you have that complete understanding with. And it's not just on a race level. It's like these two, this is where I was like, oh, these two have a complete understanding. And I do think it is going to be harder to rip them apart. And I think it won't happen until later down the line. Like, I really don't see them coming for each other mid game unless something drastically shifts.
I agree. I don't think they'll turn on each other as individuals, but I do think that they will try to undermine the other's game in order to weaken them. Mm-hmm. And I think that's already happening to a degree.
Yeah, that's fair. That's all fair in Big Brother. I think they mm-hmm. both understand that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's why, like, it's so important for people like Derek X and Claire to try to, because they're the ones that will take that hit at the end of the day,
right.
Mm-hmm. to try and accelerate the timeline as much as possible. So Derek is going to talk with Hannah and talk about like who Hannah might target. She says that the Jokers aren't really worth targeting. She does mention that she trusts Azza the most from the Jokers because she is not a cunning player and plays a personal game. So
yikes.
you can take her word for things. So she doesn't want to take Whitney too far in the game, but of course she is valuable to their game right now. Derek says best case scenario is Whitney wins the HOH. Hannah says she doesn't want to win. Hannah doesn't want to win. Derek tries to hint that like, maybe you should want to, because you never know where the Kings are looking. I mean, you know, do we really have the relationship with the Kings that they wouldn't target us? And Hannah's like, nah, I don't think they would.
Yeah. And this is a misstep here for Hannah specifically, because from all the conversations we heard, if it's Whitney on the block, Hannah might be on the block next to her, especially if it's SB. Sarah Beth is legit coming after Hannah. Hannah, we see throughout the day, Hannah recognizes as SB as the last person on the Kings that she trusts, but she doesn't see her as a priority yet. And I'm like, girl, she should be your main priority, because Sarah Beth is the main person coming yep. for Hannah's neck. So
mm-hmm. Hannah unfortunately has a severe case of it's too early itis. Whitney's gonna end up talking with Derek and Hannah as well. He tries to convince them both to gun for the HOH, and Hannah again says it's too early. She said it's too early to gun for the HOH right now. If we won, we would have to take a shot at the Jokers, but that doesn't make any sense. It's pointless. It's too early to take a shot at the Kings. They just come right back at us. And you know, maybe after next week, maybe the week after, we can win and take a shot at the Kings. And I love this from Derek. I love that he said it, because it's a really great point. I don't think Hannah or Whitney really heard it, but he said mm-hmm. basically, let's say that the Kings win, and best case scenario, Kings win HOH, they take a shot at the Jokers, one of the Jokers are out. we go into the following week and have to take a shot of the Kings anyway. And now we're down a Joker to help back us up.
Yeah.
Like we're just down one more number. The Kings make up even more members of the house. It will be even harder to take a shot at them, which is absolutely true. Thank you. That's the problem with the it's too early is that there's never gonna be a good time. It only gets harder. And not only that, but the thing that Derek can't tell them right now, because it would give away too much of where his position is that they're coming for Whitney and Hannah. Which makes it even worse and even more imperative that they take the shot as soon as possible. But they're really not hearing him. And they really continue to say that they don't really want to win, that they feel like, and I will just say again, like, unless you are really like on top, like, you know, everything in the house, you have every relationship, you have 15 different alliances like Tiffany, you should never be throwing the HOH. It's not a good, it's not a good thing to do.
Exactly. And Derek X, even if he won, he can't take the shot at the Kings too. That's another thing he can't really tell them. So it is just, this is one of the main questions I was going to ask you, Taryn. Hannah then, does her thing. She talks to multiple people throughout the day today, consistently telling them that she's going to try to throw the HOH. So it's just like, I don't even know if that's what you want to do in this position. Like, not only is she saying, I want to throw the HOH, she's saying this next HOH is so pivotal because all of the house targets are gone. So whoever takes this next HOH, it's going to be more blood on their hands. They're going to be seen as the power head. So I don't want it, which is just, it doesn't make sense to me.
It means that you set the new tone for the coming weeks. That's what it means if you play it right. But I think that the thing here is that, and there's a stark contrast between how Hannah approaches the game as a big fan of the show and how Claire is approaching the game as a big fan of the show, because Hannah falls into the traps of the old meta of Big Brother, from years ago. That is, throw competitions, don't win the first HOH, don't make too big of a splash, sleep until the jury, all of these things. The competitions will become less physical as time goes on. And Claire is on top of all of these things. Claire is like, no, that's, these things are not true anymore. You want to win. You want to do these things. You want to do this. The competitions become more physical. And then later in the night, Claire, is when Derek tells Claire that Hannah's talking about it being too early, Claire's like, no, people are like, she's like, no, people are it's way easier to be too late than too early. And I'm just like, oh, girl, Claire.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. So if Claire wins it, I think the queens were collectively talking about throwing it. But they don't want to throw it to, like, everybody is saying they don't want the Jokers to really win it because they don't know what the Jokers will do. But I didn't see Claire or Tiffany originally saying that they wanted to win it. I think it's a whole, like, oh, see who's up there with me and see if I win depending on who's up there with me.
One thing I would like to hear from Claire, because she's, again, the person I think most likely to realize this, but they're all talking like it's going to be endurance still. But for as long as the teams are in place, it's not going to be endurance.
Yes. Thank you, Taryn. I yell it at my screen. I'm like, it's not going to be endurance. You have that wild card comp. They cannot have you out all night and then do another comp immediately the next day. The timing just does not work. You're not getting a wall. But then they don't know
how long the teams are going to last. All they know, they could end and then the wild card competition wouldn't be there anymore. But still, like, to expect a wall comp for like week four, it's like,
yeah. And it's just like, even though the endurance ones haven't really lasted long anyways, like, again, I think that is kind of old meta as well. Like, we haven't gotten like 16 hour endurance comps in a while either. So then I can kind of see what they're saying there. But it's normally always after the twist, ends, really right around jury starts too. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
Yeah, they should be trying to prepare, and they have a little bit, but they're primarily preparing for a wall, like endurance comp. this person drops, I'll drop. If this person, it's these people up, then I'll drop. What they should be preparing more for is a knockout competition. Which pairs of people are they going to put up? They have, like I said, talked a bit about that, but not nearly as much as a potential wall comp. And the knockout competition, even if they don't expect it's going to come up right away, should be something that they should be preparing more for in general, because it's much more difficult to figure out. I mean, hell, if you're on a wall, then you can kind of just talk amongst yourselves at that time. Like, it's not that big of a deal. You don't need to like completely pre-plan everything from a wall comp, because you can just kind of just be like, hey, what should I do? You know what I mean? And people might catch you, but it's like, it's not that big of a deal. And it's really, again, like, is it super hard to figure out, you know, what to do on a wall? A knockout competition, is that's where people reveal their cards way more. Mm-hmm. And if you can figure out like, okay, this is the outcome that I want. These are the people I don't want to win. But how do I make this happen without showing my cards? And if it's these combinations of people, then who can I put up next to who? And if it's these combination of people, like if I lose this person, just honestly, like, this is what I would be doing. At least I'd be up all night thinking about every single possible combination of players, and who I'd be capable of putting up next to who with what explanation. And then making sure I knew exactly what I would do in the knockout competition in the event that it happened.
And this would be the absolute perfect time for a knockout competition. All of the house targets are gone. People have so many overlapping alliances. I'm trying to just think of quick scenarios, do quick math in my head, and I don't even know. My gut would just say we'd probably get a Tiffany HOH then, because I can't see too many people going straight after. I think that means the Jokers are immediately targeted.
Yeah, I think in general, if it is a knockout competition, I think we are very likely to see the queens. Probably all three of Claire, Tiffany, and Kylan probably wouldn't be chosen for most of it. I think the Jokers would be easy, sort of like throw them up there. It would probably be like the Kings would probably put an ace and a Joker. The Aces would probably put a King and a Joker, so as not to appear like they're really coming for them. And then the Jokers would probably put an ace and a King, except for maybe Brittany, who'd maybe put like Kylan and Tiffany. Maybe that would be the way it happens, but it would be very interesting. It would be very telling of the situation in the house if it happened that way. And that's another part of the knockout comp that you might want to prepare for, especially if you're a queen. So let's say I'm Tiffany, and I don't really want to win this HOH, and I definitely don't want it to be revealed that everybody thinks they're working with me. I would probably be telling my allies, telling the Kings, whatever, like, hey, if you need somebody to nominate for a knockout competition, pick me. I'll try to eliminate the person for you. You won't have to reveal your cards. It'll hide our alliance. And then it doesn't quite seem like you're untouchable, like these can sometimes reveal.
Do it at the last second, pull a Vanessa so they can't think about it.
Yep. I think it's fine to even just prepare ahead of time, but yes, anyway, Brittany's going to talk with Kylan for a while. This conversation is primarily about targeting the Kings. And she's trying to kind of convince him to target the Kings. And he's going to talk a lot about how, lots of guys are leaving. And that's something that's a little bit concerning. Now that's something that Big D has been talking to Brittany about as well. So it's not too big of a shock to the system, but I don't like this from Kylan. I don't like that he continues to talk about the men versus the women. It's an argument that Brent thought was effective.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. It's giving big Brent energy. We don't want that. And Big D as well. Tell straight to women's faces. There's too many women.
Kylan said it to Claire, to Tiffany. He's saying it to Brittany now. Like, what are you doing, Kylan? I don't even know if you believe it's true, but the fact that you're saying it is giving people ammunition against you.
Yeah, I don't know why he's picking this up. This makes no sense. Big D said it to Sarah Beth today. I'm just like, y'all, come on, drop this.
Yeah.
This is not the path.
Derek's going to talk. That's when Derek talks with Hannah and Whitney, and they say it's too early. Brittany's going to talk with Azza. She's talking again about like, basically just running, like, who would she be willing to put up? And she said she would consider putting Tiffany up because of that whole wild card thing, but she really does like her. And Oz is like, is she coming for you? And she's like, no, I wouldn't put Tiffany on the block. And she also says she wouldn't put Kylan on the block. She'd give him at least 1 week as well. So, again, more evidence that Brittany is not putting Tiffany or Kylan on the block next week, especially if Big D and Oz are in her ear. And she's much more likely to go after either the Kings, or Whitney or both. But she still is the only person even saying their names at this point. So
yeah. Yeah. And I think I'm personally rooting for a Joker HOH just so that, we can get a little bit of a shakeup. I don't know if I want to be a Brittany HOH or a Big D. I'm rooting for an Azza HOH here. I want to see what she does differently. I think watching, some of the feeds last night, I think, she said it between her, Xavier, and Big D. They were having a conversation, which was a very funny conversation. I don't know if you were going to go over it, but she was talking about how that first week she was safe and Frenchie was doing all that mess. So she literally just went to her room because she just didn't want to be involved with mess and she was safe. And I think, unfortunately, that first week really just set the tone for her game because she got stuck in that safety. And now she just does not have the social connections that half the cast does. So I want to see her as an HOH because I want to see what she can do.
Yeah, it would definitely be, and that's the thing too, right? Like if a Joker, if any of them really won, it would really help, because right now the game is about the Queens and then the Kings and the Aces battling it out, and the Jokers are so irrelevant. And so if the Joker, I mean, in the game is complex enough with just the Queens, Kings, and Aces, but if a Joker won the HOH, then it would add this whole wild card situation into the mix, where now there is a true fourth party playing the game, actually having some power, and it could really throw some wrenches into the whole situation.
If the Jokers won HOH, everybody is playing for that wild card competition. And I don't think it matters what the prize is or what the risk is. I think somebody's taking that because a lot of them have said that they all feel threatened if the Jokers win. But then in the same breath saying they don't think the Jokers will win anything, you know, but this is Big Brother. You can never count anybody out. So I just want chaos. I'm rooting for chaos.
Yeah. So Claire and Tiffany are going to talk for a little while, later into the night. Claire, is going to continue, what I have been seeing as her subtle campaign against Kylan. It began a few nights ago when she mentioned to the cameras that she doesn't trust Kylan. She thinks he's playing a good game. And then the following night she talked about, Kylan to Tiffany. It didn't seem to stick too much. However, she is already finding a little bit more success here with Tiffany than I expected, even really. She starts by saying, you know, I almost don't even want to say this because I don't have any proof or anything, but I think Kylan has something with X, which is very perceptive and true and something that Tiffany should be worried about. Tiffany initially is kind of like, yeah, I think so. I think maybe they did, but I don't know if Kylan would really want to go to the end with X. I think he'd realize that he'd have a hard time beating X in the end. And Claire's like, I don't know though, because haven't you heard Kylan talking about men versus women, how scared he is of the women? And Tiffany's like, oh yeah, you're right. And she's like, I don't think Kylan wants to go to the end with a woman. I think he's scared that he can't beat a woman. I think that he's going to want to go to the end with a guy. And this is clicking with Tiffany because Kylan has been saying this. So Claire is saying like, yeah, I think they're going to do this. And Tiffany's like, okay, yeah, you know what? I think you're right. I think that, you know, it makes sense to me. Guys are always scared of women sticking together. They're always, you know, it's like they're always working together. Oh, it's got to be the guys. Yeah. And Claire's like, it's stupid because I think that all the women in this house are game players and they'd vote for the best player in the end, not just, you know, vote for a woman. But this seems to be an issue for Kylan. And so,
Because there has been a lot of talk about jury and then about how mostly women will make up this jury. But I don't know. I want like a female final two. Like I've been waiting for that. What was the last time we got that? 13, I think it was.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because Nicole is the only woman to beat a man going head. Oh, nope. Then Casey. So, yeah. So I want an all female final two. And if anybody, if anybody should be thinking about that, it should be the women. But I just don't like this. Like, I don't like this whole men versus women thing, honestly, because you're closing the door, like, especially Kylan. Like, Kylan, why are you, you have better relationships with more of the women in the house. So why are you fraying those relationships by perpetuating this, this narrative for no reason? Like, it doesn't benefit you. I mean, Big D might think it benefits him and he's at the bottom, so it might, but it definitely doesn't benefit Kylan, especially since he claims his closest ally is a woman, aka Tiffany. At least that's what Tiffany's perception is. So I don't know. This is where your roosters come home to, you know, fight. I don't know. But this is where Kylan needs to be very careful. And yes, you're right. Claire putting in that work with Tiffany, Derek X putting in that work with Kylan. I love it. I just love all of it.
Mm-hmm. And Derek X is going to come in and do some of this as well against Kylan a little bit later, but not yet, because there's still more to talk about with Kylan. They talk about how Kylan is always talking game. It's very easy to lose track of where he is on any given day because he's always disappearing into some corner talking game for hours at a time. And Claire also clocks that not only does he, I think, have a thing with X, but he's also really tight with Derek X. And I think he's super tight with Sarah Beth. I think that he's probably the person closest to Sarah Beth. And that's something to be concerned about as well. She really has his entire game clocked right there.
Yeah. And that was the key. Like, Sarah Beth and Kylan being so close was the one missing key that a lot of people didn't see. So Claire getting this and relaying this information is only dangerous for Kylan. It really is. And everybody in that house has like a million final twos and a million final fours. But the bad thing is if all your final twos come to the light before everybody else's do. So this is, you know, Kylan. Yeah. Once that team twist is over and Claire can start maneuvering against Kylan, he might need to reassess. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah, it definitely would be useful to Kai if he was able to get Claire out, but I don't see a path for it quite yet.
Yeah.
They talk through some more players and options. Claire has some more great reads. She talks about Derek X and she's like, it's a good thing Derek X doesn't know the game very well, because if he did, he'd be so dangerous. Do you see this guy? He's connected with Hannah. He's got a great connection with us, you and me both. He's got a great connection with Kylan. He's building a connection with Azza. Like, this guy has a great social game. If he knew the game, we'd have to be really scared of him. And honestly, as it is, we should be a little bit scared of him. Because Tiffany's like, yeah, he's learning. He's learning this game. By the end of this game, he's going to be real good.
And he makes logical leaps that, like, if he knew the game on top of the logical leaps that he's making, like with the social connections and stuff like that, just the thought process of asking everybody who they think America's favorite player is going to be, this man would be unstoppable. They are just so lucky he has seen like Big Brother smash clips instead of the whole seasons. So <Yeah. laughs> I agree. I love Claire. For people who like don't watch the feeds, Claire throughout the day doesn't say much. Like, all she does, she sits there, she's Tiffany's right hand woman, she hears everything, and then when she finally unloads her reads, it's just all right. It's just all completely right. She has everybody clocked dead to right, and it's amazing to watch. And I want more of it. I guess I want more of it on the show. I want more of it, you know, throughout the day. But she's playing a great game, so that's, we know she's good. So
I mean, here's this, right? Take Claire's knowledge of the game and perceptive abilities, and throw them onto Derek X's social game and personality, and you have somebody extremely dangerous, but they both have a little bit of that weakness where Claire's social game is not quite as good, and Derek's knowledge of the game is not quite as good. If they teamed up, which I think they probably should, then they'd be very dangerous together. Not that Claire and Tiffany aren't dangerous together as well.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's what it is. They each found the person that completes them, because Tiffany is like the social butterfly who also knows the game. That's why her and Claire connect so quickly. And then Kylan knows the game as well, and he's the one who helps Derek X. If the underbosses, if Derek X and Claire were the underbosses and they tried to take over, if we're still in this crime family type analogy here, if the underboss is trying to take over the family, they could do it, and they could do it in such a way that I couldn't even be mad, to be quite honest. I'd be like, dang, so that was good.
So Derek is going to join their conversation, and he's going to sort of relay to them that he's been trying to convince Hannah and Whitney to win so that they can take a shot at the Kings, but they keep saying it's too early, and this is when Claire says it's much easier to be too late in this game than too early. Derek says, it just sucks to lose Whitney next week. I feel like that's not the play. I feel like Whitney is valuable to us at least for one more week. And Tiff says, okay. But my problem is that I can't convince Hannah and Whitney to win without revealing too many of my own cards. So Tiff says, okay, if not Whitney, who should go next week? He says, well, just reverse the order. If we win, or if one of our team wins, then instead of Whitney first, do, you know, like Azza or Brittany, right? Like one of the jokers. Tiffany immediately is like, not Azza. not her. And it's like, well, yeah, maybe Brittany. Derek is less sold on Brittany at this point. He's obviously mentioned before that he would love to do a Big D, but that really was not seeming to be an option.
Which is crazy, because Big D should be the person Derek X tries to get out.
Yes,
of the house.
Big D keeps talking about Derek X even yesterday. Yeah.
Big D is always, he's trying to tell people what they want to hear, and then he'll always slip, man, that Derek X is so good though. because that's why I don't trust him. He says if he wins that HOH, he'll do what people want, but I think no matter what, Derek X is touching the block in some capacity if Big D has the power to do it. But yeah, I don't know. So Derek X going to bat for Whitney here. I mean, Tiffany, people keep asking online, what is Whitney doing that Whitney deserves to be targeted? Oh, Whitney breathe. Oh my God. Why are they targeting Whitney? But it's like, it's because nobody knows Whitney's plans. You've said it so many times, Taryn, that her plans do align with Tiffany and Claire's in a good portion of the house. You know, she, from what we understand, she would aim for like a Christian or Alyssa or get out the Kings. But she doesn't talk to anybody. She doesn't talk game to anybody. Tiffany says, Whitney does not talk game to me. She will talk game to me for 2 seconds and she'll forget about it. I won't see her for 2 days. So if Tiffany is talking game to every person in the house except for Whitney, why do you not expect for Tiffany to go after Whitney? It just makes sense. And you can't be cool with everybody in the house. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can, but that means once you get power and you have to get one of these people out, they're going to be upset at you. So I don't mind Tiffany targeting Whitney, because that's the person she gets the least from. And it's an easy out for her to be like, we don't talk game.
Yeah. Derek actually has been he's been hinting to Whitney that she needs to talk more game with both the Kings and the Queens. Mm-hmm. And Whitney has been like, yeah, you know, you're right. Yeah. I've sort of like let this go. I've talked less and less game with Alyssa and like all of these people. And it's like, yes, get on that. Whitney does not talk enough game with people. And it's a huge problem for her.
I'm trying to figure out what she's doing other than just like, you know, they pointed out this week, she's been cuddling a lot with Xavier, you know, cuddling up with Kylan, you know, but none of it seems substantial.
Yeah. Yep, it's not great. But Tiffany is kind of coming around to the idea of not targeting Whitney next week, mm-hmm. potentially. She's much more open to it, at least now, after a lot of Derek X's arguments. So it's something that I think she would consider. He says that, let's see. Tiffany says, look, I can't be the one to put Oz up. At the very least, I can't do it. Which, should at least be a little bit telling here to Claire and Derek, which I think she was maybe even trying to hint to them, like, you know, maybe if you guys wanted to do it, can't be me.
Yeah, not a good move here, but I mean, we'll see.
So Derek says that Christian and Alyssa seem to be annoyed that the Queens won't win and take a shot. And Claire's like, yes, Christian came up to me and said, why aren't the Queens willing to take a shot? Why aren't the Queens wanting to win? Like, what kind of position are you in that you don't want to win? They're like, okay, that's concerning. We need to make sure that the Kings don't feel like they're carrying us. Maybe we do need to at least seem like we're trying to win, but okay, but maybe if we win, then, but what would we do if we won? Because we can't put Brittany up. She'll get so pissed. We can't put Oz up. We can't, if we can't put the Jokers up, then we have to put up Whitney. But if we put up Whitney, who do we put it next to? We still have to put up a Joker. We'd lose the Jokers, and the Jokers would go to the Kings. And, so maybe we would need to put a King up as a pawn. And apparently Christian was like, hey, if you need a pawn, Alyssa will do it.
No.
But I don't think that she would. Right. They're like, look, maybe that's what we say. Maybe we say, look, if you want us to win, maybe we need to use you as a pawn. I don't think that would go down very well. But that's talked about. And then that gets them back around to like, okay, these Kings are a problem. Maybe we do need to take a shot at these Kings. Maybe some shot needs to be taken at these Kings. We definitely don't want one of them in the jury, or all of them in the jury, I mean. Claire again is going to point out, well, I don't think we can say this around Kylan though. And Tiffany's like, you're right. And Derek's like, yeah, I mean, Kylan is the one, honestly, thinking about it, Kylan is the one person that every time I talk about the Kings, he always tries to convince me to keep the Kings until the jury. Derek's like, it makes me wonder. Tiffany's like, yeah, I wonder if he has something with the Kings. Mm-hmm. They're kind of concerned about that. Maybe they don't know what's going on. Maybe Kylan has something with those Kings. This is why I was like, I think that Derek X, whether intentionally or not, he is dropping hints to Kylan. He is dropping hints to Tiffany against both of them, and he's telling different people different things, which I hope it's intentional, because I think it's like what Claire is doing, pretty good.
And it just makes sense. I mean, Kylan was the HOH in power who brokered this. Why am I'm talking in mafia language? Jeez, Brent, why?
He's so powerful.
I know, his mind. Ugh. So he's the one who brokered this alliance between the Kings and the Queens. Like, he, you know, Tiffany did use his HOH effectively, but when you look back at it, it's going to be seen as Kylan's HOH. This is when this alliance was formed. So I see that. And then we know Tiffany knows he's close to Xavier. Claire has now revealed that he's close to Sarah Beth. So this all makes sense. And I think the Queens are in for it. If this is a knockout style battle, say it comes down to a Tiffany or a Claire wins, I am very eager to see what they do. I feel bad. I don't really want the Jokers to be used as a pawn. I don't mind if Brittany is used as a pawn, poor girl, I'm sorry, but I just don't want the pickings to be slim between, you know, Azza and Big D. So I want to see it. I don't know. I'm still hoping for an underdog Jokers style win so that we can get even more scrambling. But if the Queens are to protect their position this week, I don't know if it's better for them to throw it or to win. I mean, you should always win. You should always win, but I'm still a little worried for them if they do win here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think it's much more dire for Derek than it is for Tiffany and Claire that, that, you know, Whitney doesn't go. In fact, yes. I really don't see it as much of a problem at all for Tiffany if Whitney goes. I really don't think Tiffany should bother herself too much. Maybe for Claire, maybe she would want something to happen here, but Tiffany is set up well enough that she shouldn't, it doesn't really matter to her. And in fact, I said this yesterday, but I think Kylan should want this to happen. It's weird to me that Kylan is the one pushing against this the most, because I think that Whitney Brittany going is best for Kylan. If he pushes against the Whitney plan and toward the Brittany plan, which he is pushing toward Brittany, but only after Whitney, typically. It's again, it's like, it's all over the place. And it's also, I think, good for Kylan if a shot is taken against the Kings, because he doesn't have something secret with the Kings. He does with X to a degree. Mm-hmm. Yes, he does with Sarah Beth, but he doesn't with Christian and Alyssa. Are more with Tiffany. I actually feel like it's good for Tiffany if Whitney ends up going and the shot isn't taken at the Kings, because if the shot is taken at the Kings, it's going to be at Christian and Alyssa, who are more with Claire or more with Tiffany than with Kylan. Things to think about.
Yeah, that's for whoever's on the Thursday update to speculate about. I got to remember this is Tuesday.
So. Yeah. Tiffany also mentions bringing Hannah in. She does. And again, this is, you know, with Derek around, but like, hey, maybe we can bring Hannah in, maybe not tell her everything, but they do think that she is a valuable piece for them. I will say that I think that between the two conversations, Derek X and Kylan, and then Derek X and Claire and Tiffany, I think that Tiffany did a better job of giving Derek X what he wanted, because she talked a lot more about protecting Whitney next week and going along with what he wanted. She agreed with him. Let's bring in Hannah. And Kylan kind of fought Derek a little bit more. But either way, I think, he is still, I think kind of trying to work both of them, and potentially both of them off of each other. And so, some interesting stuff going on. Kylan is going to end up joining Claire and Tiffany, and then Derek X is going to leave, and so then they're going to talk. But as they said, they actually do not bring this up to Kylan, this whole Kings thing, that they don't trust him enough to tell him that stuff, at least at this moment. Instead, Kylan's going to explain his talk with Brittany, and that's going to be basically the night. Some interesting, again, maneuverings here amongst the powerful, as we head toward, more plans for next week and the future of the game.
Yeah. And I kind of want to point out before we go, also, people keep asking, why does nobody trust Hannah? Why are they not letting Hannah in on everything? And at first I was asking that question as well, but then after watching her work today, I kind of see it. She is literally playing a very good, I would say, a floater game, by making sure she has close connections with every single person and almost every single team, connections, not close connections, because people still see that they value that they can use her as a piece, but they don't have her in her inner circle, which, depending on how she plays it, can be either a good thing or a bad thing. But watching her talk to Derek X and talk about, okay, we can't win it, but then, if the Jokers win it, maybe they'll go after the Kings. We need somebody to go after the Kings. But then she goes to Christian and Alyssa and basically tells Christian and Alyssa, like, oh, y'all might need to go after it because people are coming after you. It didn't make sense to me as to why. But she's like, oh, I'm not going to win it, but if you want to throw it to me, you can feel comfortable throwing it to me, but I don't want to win it. But also, you guys might need to win it. And to the point where Christian was thinking about throwing this HOH, because he said he doesn't want to add another competition to his roster. But then she brought Alyssa in and told Alyssa, like, a lot of people are looking at you guys because you're the only four, to the point where Alyssa tells Christian, we need to win this then. And then he's like, well, oh, so you think we're already at that point where we need to win everything? And she's like, yes. And I'm like, Hannah, what did you accomplish here? I want to know.
Yeah, it's a situation, I think, with Hannah where she's almost like too smart for her own good, where she, I think, overestimates her own position and abilities in the game and plays off of that, which does make her less valuable as an ally, because instead of playing for, overall success in the mm-hmm. game, she's playing for she's immediately going, like, the second she gets one thing, she plays like she has two. That's not good for you as an ally, and it's not good for her as a player. She needs to kind of like slow that roll. And I don't think, again, I'm an advocate for playing hard, but you also have to play smart. And I say don't overthink things. I don't think she's overthinking things. I think that she is underthinking things, but in a way that her read on the house is not correct, and so mm-hmm. she's playing off of her assumptions. Like, she thinks that she can read the house, and she's playing very confidently on those false assumptions instead of being cautious about the knowledge that she has. And so that's what I'm trying to get at. There's a very roundabout way of getting there.
Yeah, but, and it's also kind of like her looking at it as a puzzle. Like, whoever she's talking to, she kind of wants to try and see their game with the information she has, and and try and see their perspective, and then try and give them advice on their perspective. But she's not careful with who she's saying that to. She's just kind of going to everybody.
Mm-hmm. And Derek is trying to give her, trying to correct her perception of the game, and she's not really seeing it. And I think, again, she's too confident in her own view.
Yeah.
That she can't see that people are trying to give her information.
Yeah, there it is. Like, she's not listening enough to the information she's being given. She's just trying to trust her own perceptions.
And yes,
she's at a point in the structure where her perceptions may not be reality.
And that's the thing. Like, some of her perceptions are great. She is a very perceptive person. She's very smart. And so I think that's why she's come to trust her own judgment and perception. Mm-hmm. But you can't see everything by yourself. Sometimes you need a little bit of help from extra sources. And I feel like that's where she's dropping the ball a little bit. But that's about where I'm. Mara, anything else you wanted to bring up?
Okay, sorry. I have to bring up Azza, Xavier, and Big D in the HOH room because mm-hmm. This is so funny. Again, we were not allowed to get the whole cookout in a room together. So when there's at least half of them in a room, I do like to listen. And they were just going over Big D was saying that, if he won, he would target Whitney because he mainly thinks Whitney would put him on the block. He doesn't know that as of right now, that's not the correct assumption. But how else is he supposed to know when, nothing funnels to him about her picks? He talks about how he's relying on Xavier and Azza's relationship with certain people to get him through, which is just like, sir, that's not going to take you too far, especially since the person you were relying on, Frenchie, is gone. Azza had a comment here where they're afraid that if Whitney wins, Azza said, then an afro will be on the block. And they started laughing. And she was like, that's only one person has an afro in here. That's me. And it was just a joke to herself, guys. It was, please don't take it too seriously. But Xavier was also saying that Whitney has been, flirting-ish with him and Kai. And people are seeing, like, now she is being a little bit more active. And this is what I think people should take away as to why Whitney might be targeted. Azza said the reason Whitney is being targeted is because people are seeing how quickly she can dispose of her allies. Mm-hmm. And that's a reason. That's a valid reason to some people in the house. So, because if you're willing to do that to your allies, even if it's just your presumed allies, that means if we have no connection, that means you're going to dump me even faster. So for those who are wondering why some of the people might be targeting Whitney, that was some of the examples given.
Yeah, because I think, again, people don't really understand where Whitney stood. Like, they all saw her as really close to Brent, and they didn't know that she thought he was creepy and had to deal with him and mm-hmm. is excited to get rid of him. And in part, that's, she just hasn't communicated with other people enough to fully express herself. But it is definitely another kind of case of, her association with with, you know, this dude, having to deal with him, having to like cater to his ego has cost her in the game, which is unfortunate. They did also bring up Derek in this conversation, and Xavier kind of vouched for him a bit, saying like, hey, even if you're a little bit worried about Derek, don't worry. He's close with Kai. Kai can keep him in check. You don't need to worry about Derek. And so, you know, that's he's trying to stick up here because Oz is still mad at Derek for the whole wild card situation. And and Big D is, you know, has always been perpetually pretty anti-Derek.
Yes. And I definitely think that this conversation was just good. It was just good and light and airy to hear Azza and Big D's thoughts not being echo chambered amongst themselves and being bounced off of X, who has Xavier, who has way more information and who can really steer them in the right direction. And then they capped it off with making fun of Frenchie. So it was a very, very funny conversation.
Xavier is also trying to make a bubble bath with soap, and he was having trouble. And then they ended up having some drinks out in the hot tub, and then they brought him back into the tub in the HOH room, and it was like. Yeah. You know, all the youngins, were hanging out, you know, in their bathing suits.
Yes.
And then Claire and Tiffany and Kylan were all like playing chess and stuff. So, you know, it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
All right. So that's what we have for you here. Make sure you, of course, tune in tonight for the roundtable. We will be rating these players, updating the prices on the Stockwatch. Should be a fun time. So tune in tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern. I will be releasing the survey for it after this podcast ends on Twitter at Armstrong Terran. You can rate the players yourself and have your voice heard. I will also be live, of course, tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. And tomorrow night, we'll have an episode. I'll be live on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, to watch the episode with you guys. And then after the episode, we'll recap what happened on it. We'll probably see more. We'll probably see Brent's master plan in that episode.
I was about to ask. I was like, where do we get the Brent stuff? Is it on Wednesday or is it going to come on Thursday? Like, I want to know.
Should be fun. So check all of that out. Mari, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Mari Talks Too Much. That's two, like the number two. It's also conveniently right here. Yeah. For those who don't know, you can also find me every week on the Wrestling Wrap Up podcast, where me and Matt Scott break down the week in wrestling, WWE, AEW. If you don't watch, even if you don't watch, if you used to watch, if you're a hardcore fan, a casual fan, come check us out. We like to make things all inclusive, so you don't even have to watch the product, especially if you watch us on the Rob Has the Podcast YouTube page. Then you can see us pull up nice pictures. We have great guests, so just come in and give us a listen.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us here today. And of course, I will see all of you next time.